This is New England Public Radio News. Now we've got a commentary from a public school teacher in Hartford, Tiffany Moyer Washington. As mandated testing increases, she says her top priority, helping kids learn, gets harder and harder to do.
In August, the nightmares start. It's not that I don't love my job, I do. But still, like every teacher I know, I experience excitement, worry, and even a little dread as the first day of school approaches. It's a combination of Christmas Eve and April 14th. I spent this past summer carefully crafting lessons. I spent weeks reading young adult novels and putting together a series of team-building activities to start the year. Then, on the second day of professional development, right before the students arrived, I was handed the 8-page district assessment calendar. I learned I was expected to administer 3 mandated tests in the first 13 days of school. That took up virtually all of the class time allotted to me for those crucially important first 2 weeks. There went the classroom contract for behavior, the applications for class jobs, the classroom scavenger hunt. Instead of spending that time getting to know my students, them getting to know me and each other, all essential components in creating a successful school year, right from the start, it was all about testing. This year, I have to subject my 8th grade students to 6,600 minutes of district and state mandated testing. That's 110 hours. I recognize the importance of testing, but it can't be at the expense of actual teaching. It means making my kids wait an agonizing 2 weeks to learn the end of a suspenseful novel we've been reading together as we sat to test. It means discouraging extra questions from curious students in order to cover the material. It means we've had to give up visits from a guest poet because all that good stuff won't be on the test. With mandated assessments taking place nearly every 3 weeks, my students are on constant high alert. I've seen more sleeping in class, pacing, crying, and even panic attacks. Astonishingly, we teachers have been given little say in this. I, for one, feel completely disempowered, and I'm quite sure I'm not alone. I can't imagine how disempowering it must feel for my students, victims of a system that commits this much time to testing over learning.
Tiffany Moyer Washington teaches 8th grade English at Hartford Magnet Trinity College Academy. A version of this commentary first ran in the Hartford Current. This is New England Public Radio.